It's Angela
and Allison,
and we are here today, and we're trying something new.
Yep.
We've kind of messed with the format a little bit. We're not sure if we're gonna do this forever, ever,
ever, ever,
ever, ever,
ever, ever, but maybe.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we've both cooked something.
Mm-hmm.
Because we usually record two episodes in one day. Sorry to spoil that for you. our recipes are a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So we're probably going to get like halfway through the recipe episode, then try the recipe. We have not seen each other in like 2 weeks. So we've been deep in the peanut butter whiskey.
Yes.
Because for some reason, we decided to do that. I think we missed each other.
I agree. I was going to say, like, this Screwball Whiskey, like, I need to be their advertiser because they need to sponsor this podcast.
Right. We finally have a sponsor, Screwball, if you're listening. We're both screwballs. We're both adorballs.
Yes.
Adorballs.
Adorballs.
I just made it up.
There you go. That's a cute. I like it.
We are so cute.
Do you know what Noah called it, by the way?
We're
I was
adorable.
Laughing. No, we're adorables.
Blue balls?
No. He likes it too. And so we finished our bottle and he's like, oh, we need to get more of that, that black sheep whiskey. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, the black sheep whiskey. And I was like, you mean Screwball? He's like, oh, it has a name. I just thought like it had the sheep on the front. I was like, oh, okay. So now he calls it that. It's the sheep whiskey.
I am the black sheep of my family.
Aww.
So I get that.
I know. I've been there. I've been there hard a couple times when I was Republican. It's fine.
So I think for this episode, we'll just kind of do a catch-up because I feel like it's been a while since we talked about our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to do our Galentine's.
Yes.
And that was rescheduled. Because we have literally been in ICE for like a year.
It's felt like it.
It's been 3 weeks, but it feels like a motherfucking eternity.
It really, like, well, there was the one on the 13th,
right,
which is
yes.
when we our Galentine's Day is.
Day, yeah.
So they canceled our brunch thing, but then there was one just on Wednesday night and Thursday here. So we have been, like, there's just been, like, ice on the trees. Finally, it's like, above,
today.
Yeah, it's above freezing now, so it doesn't look like it's, like, a postcard, which is, I mean, I miss it, because
actually prefer the postcard look rather than the look today outside, which is just, like, oh, hey, it's barren, dead winter, but with a little bit of blue sky.
I was gonna say, like,
it's like, fuck you. This weather, like, the scenery outside my window right now is basically just a middle finger being like, fuck you. Blue skies, it looks like it might be inviting, but step outside and you'll find that it's not.
Nope, it's like, I mean, it's not even, I think it's like 40 degrees,
It's 40 degrees, but.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 60 here today, or on Wednesday, though.
Oh, fuck that.
Really? No?
No, if it's fucking February, I would like it to be 40 degrees or cooler all the time.
I think, well, it's supposed to maybe snow on Friday, so you'll get your wish.
Jesus Christ, this is what I'm talking about. Like, holy fuck. I'm telling you, weather is like a man.
Yes.
Inconsistent, unreliable. You never know what they're going to do next. And I'm going to love you anyway. That is my relationship with weather.
I want to be your meteorologist because I want to be wrong most of the time. And still be, like, watched constantly.
Right. Be like, watching Allison. Yep. I love you, Allison. I don't care if you lie to me every single day, Allison. I still love you.
I still love you. I'm still going to tune in. That's the only profession where you can be wrong, like, 3/4 of the time. And still, even more, like, 7/8 of the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, yeah, thank God we were under. Like, because they'll be like, well, we're getting 12 inches of snow. And then we get, like, 3. And they're like, thank God we're under. They're like, whoo, we missed it. It was coming.
Dodge that bullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God I was here to tell you guys we needed to steer the other direction.
I know. They were like,
had I not been, it could have been some real trouble.
I mean, they're basically like, 12 inches, but you know what? If it comes under, it's fine. I don't think that's a good dating way of working things. Yeah, like, no. So the meteorologist 6 inches is like a cute 2.5. So.
Right.
So what did you do this week other than, like, because we, like I said, we were snowed in, like, last weekend, or iced snowed in last weekend, and then, like, the end of this week.
Yeah,
so
I've spent a whole lot of time in my house.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to drink less and eat better. Mm-hmm. So that's really awesome to try to do when you're stuck in your house.
By yourself.
Because
yeah.
That is the one time where you're like, ooh, it's a snow day. Hey, why not wine and noon? Woo!
Yes.
It's like, hey, it's a snow day. How about at noon I might have one of my sparkling spiked waters? And perhaps if I'm feeling really wild, I will have another at 4 p.m.
A spiked water. I like that. A spiked water.
80 goddamn calories.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing. Do we have to edit out the goddamn?
No.
All right.
No, we can talk whatever. We can say
guys,
whatever
we've
we want.
We've had a lot of peanut butter whiskey, which
well,
is not a lot, but it's like 2 o'clock
I was gonna
on
say,
Sunday.
Well, no, it's the fact I have not had a drink since last weekend. I think I had I had the wine thing last Friday. That's the last time I drank at all.
I've been very, very, very cautious.
Yeah, because I am trying to lose some weight, so I am avoiding alcohol, which is fine. Like, and so I am watching. Like, I'm not like in a full keto. Like, I'm not like to the point where I'm like losing my hair and muscle.
Right.
But I'm like trying to watch carbs, and so like between like 60 and 100 carbs. And so I was like, oh well, how much is Screwball? Oh, it's 7 carbs an ounce. So I'm like, okay,
so
a little math in my head.
The Corona things that I buy, the sparkling waters,
mm-hmm.
are 0 carbs.
Mm.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it tastes like basically
water.
Mm-hmm. But it's got 4% alcohol.
Mm.
And yeah.
What if they came up with like a seltzer that was like 20% alcohol? But just seltzer water. That would be amazing.
I feel like that was Four Loko.
Yes.
Was that not Four Loko? Did they not come out with this 10 years ago when society just rejected it
mm-hmm.
as a whole?
They were like, sorry, yeah, this is not going to work for you anymore.
So, but yeah, that's what I did. The week before, I went on a couple dates. And I think I determined I'm done with dating.
Mm-hmm.
I have all these men who live in my phone, and the men who live in my phone are all suitable to me.
Yeah.
And I know them well enough to know that they don't offend me in any way, and they all have good manners. So I'm sticking with the men who live in my phone, I think.
Hmm.
Because I'm done, like, meeting people. Is that awful?
No, I think it's fine. I think it's good.
I think I've become really cynical when I don't want to meet new people. Like, I have a lot of people on my phone who are great.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, they're not ready to date. When they are, guess where I'll be? Right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really liked, like, and that's the problem with, like, those kind of guys, because the guys that aren't ready to date are, like, the best guys. And so you end up being, like,
friends.
Yeah, friends. And then you're like, I'll wait for you because this is great because you're amazing.
Right.
And then you're, like, chilling for, like, 6 months, you know, that's how it works.
I mean, basically, I will wait for some of them until I find someone who I don't have to wait for.
Yeah, that's true.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I did some waiting for a while, but I think eventually I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. What am I wasting my time on?
I think that there is going to come a point with some of them that I'm like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not going to waste my time on you anymore. Mm-hmm. But it's somewhat empowering to know that, like, men I have not seen for 5 months are like, hey, I still dream about you a lot.
Yeah, no, I get it. I think that's important.
Like, it's nice to know that somehow in this whole weird little world, I am somehow that potent.
Somebody is, yeah, thinking about you.
Yeah.
I think that's nice, too. I mean, I think that's even nice. Like, I mean, I'm happily married, and I still am like, oh, like, when I get a text from somebody that I dated, you know, like, not, like thinking romantically, but, like, still I'm like, oh, well, that's nice. They still think of me. I mean, yeah. And they think of me romantically, but I don't think of them that way. But they're like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, wow, okay. You're still there. Okay.
Glad to know some things never change.
I mean, it happens, because I've had that happen, like, at least, like, 3 or 4 times since I think I got married, where it's like, the person's like, I miss you. You're like, hey, okay, that's cool. We could do lunch sometime. Oh, no. Like, oh, I had this one guy. And I really, like, we dated on and off for, a while. Like, I would say a couple of years. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, but we weren't, like, actually ever together. It was just, like.
So that's going to be, like, my friend with benefits.
Yeah. Mom. Yeah, so we dated forever. And I really did, like, and I think, you know, the thing is, like, we did love each other, but it wasn't, like, to the point where it was, like, you want to, like, move forward with that, you know, like, and, like, we had, like, he lived in Charlottesville, and so, it was, like, an hour drive between us, and right. so, you know, like, we would see each other, like, a couple times, and then, like, we wouldn't see each other for, like, 6 months, and then, like, we would see each other again for a couple times, like, you know, during a month, and then we wouldn't see each other.
Is that the one who didn't drink?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why you never saw him.
Well, no, it wasn't that he didn't drink. I didn't really care about that because he did other things, so it was fun. But yes.
Is that fucked? Did he also fuck?
He did fuck very well. I'm sorry, Noah. Sorry. But
I'm so glad someone in this podcast is getting good sex.
But he was so, like, he was really a good guy. But so, like, eventually it got to the point where it was like we loved each other, and, like, I think he had said I love you to me, and I was like, love you too, bye. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was like one of those, like, ooh. But he eventually, like, we eventually kind of drifted apart. And then, you know, later he found out I was dating Noah at that point. And he was really mad. And he's like, oh, that's why we're not spending time together, because you're seeing someone else. And I was like, that wasn't the reason. Like, it was, you know, like, there was just not, like, there was no initiative to get together. There was no, like, you know, like, if you're really in love with someone, like, really in love with someone, you want to be with that person all the time. You don't want to have a long-distance relationship where you see each other twice a week, tops, not even. You know, you want to, like, move forward, and you want to, like, live together and things like that. And so, you know, even at that point, you know.
I don't think everything is that easy now.
Well, I mean, but, like, after 2 years, you, like, shit or get off the pot, you know? Like,
I guess I give people way more leeway than they deserve.
I don't know. I mean, that's just, that was me. I was kind of like, yeah. Like, and I really respected him because he lived with his, like, he lived with his parents, and his dad had, like, really bad dementia.
Right.
So I was, like, expected, like, you know, it was an expectation that he just stayed there to take care of his mom and dad because they were, you know, old, and his dad was really, like, to the point where it was, like, really, like, he had, like, outbursts and stuff with dementia, and oh, so boy. It was awful, and so that's what I expected from him, was that he would stay there and take care of his parents, because that's what we always talked, you know, he always said, and
right.
And there was never, like, us being together, and so, and then later, he was like, oh, wait, no, I would have moved in with you, and I'm like, wait, like, this is, like, 3 years later, why are you telling me this now, like, this doesn't help. I mean, I was married at that point. It doesn't, you know, but it was kind of like, you would have done it, but, you know, like, you had built that, like, expectation, you know. But anyway, so I was saying to him, I said, I want to, like, hang out with you because I miss you. Like, oh, you're a really cool guy.
More screwball.
Okay. And I was like, you're a really cool guy. I miss talking to you. Like, I would love to.
We don't do screwball Sundays anymore.
I like screwball Sundays.
I already feel like screwball Sunday is a bad idea. Like, wait, no,
this is the
picture.
This is the best idea ever.
Let's get a picture of our screwball Sunday.
Screwball Sunday is the best idea ever.
We're going to take a picture, guys, real quick, so don't mind us.
Hi. I like screwball Sunday myself. But, so
that's going to need to be edited.
We don't know.
We both look like the whitest people.
We are the whitest people ever.
I don't feel like I'm normally this white.
I'm super white. I mean, I am not, like, I am a white girl who really needs to not, like, I can't, I don't know. How do you describe that? I'm like, I am, like, white, but I just, like, I am open to.
So you're, like, my best friend.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other way to describe you other than motherfucking
aww,
perfect.
Aww. Except white.
I am also very white.
Yes, it's
so
okay.
I refuse to judge you on your whiteness as we happily
yes.
make our way through a hole. We won't even discuss. We won't even discuss.
It's fine. It's fine.
We won't even discuss the fact that, So, yes.
So, anyway, so I was talking about my one friend's, like, I don't, it wasn't, we were never really dating, and that's the thing, like, so I texted him, and I was like, can we do brunch? Because we used to, like, do, like, a Sunday brunch or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I was totally,
I love brunch.
I was, me too, but I was totally open with Noah. I said I would like to talk to him and, you know, see him, because I really do miss
right.
him as a person, and Noah's like, okay, that's fair, because Noah knows I'm not going to do anything, because,
right.
I mean, let's be honest, I'm old, I'm 40, so,
right,
or
some
almost
age,
40,
like, we're going to
well,
stop being,
in,
like,
let's see,
I'm 42,
3 months.
I'm definitely in Trollopville.
I was going to say, in 3 months, I'll be 40, oh my god.
I am so excited about your birthday.
So, I know, me too. So I told him, I was like, you know, like, let's go to brunch. And then he came back and he was like, I can't brunch with you because all I want to do, like, after is fuck you. So, and so I was like, oh, and I showed Noah, I did show Noah the text, and I was like, just so you know, this is what happened. And he's like, yeah, please don't go. And I was like, I'm not going to go, obviously. Like, because that was kind of our thing, was like, we would go out to, like, lunch and then, like, go back and, you know, watch a movie.
Right.
So, and he, like, he was really, like, he was a nice guy, and, you know, it's just, but, I mean, to end the story, he actually is dating someone else, and he actually moved out, like, he doesn't live and take care of his parents anymore, which was really really what surprised me in the end, because that was his whole thing, was like, in the end, like, he was like, I'm gonna take care of my parents, I'm gonna do this,
right.
And he moved, like, several hours away from his parents, and I don't know, I'm not saying that disappoints me, because that's really what I respected from, you know, like,
right.
in a
no,
way.
I mean, that kind of would disappoint me, though.
Yeah.
When you pretend to be all about something, and then you're not.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, too, is that we, in, you know, and that's why I never took it further than I did, because he, you know, I always assumed that he would be, you know, taking care of his parents, and we're, you know, from Charlottesville to Richmond is about an hour, 15 minutes away, I guess.
Right, which is not a big deal.
It's not. And it really, it would have been fine, but, like, when you want to be remarried and all of that stuff, like, it, you know, that long-distance relationship doesn't necessarily, isn't conducive to, you know, like, a super intimate relationship, I guess.
I think it is.
You do? You think it's even better?
I do. I don't want to. I don't want to marry anybody. The less contact the possible. Can we see each other twice a week? And the other 5 days you just flirt with me?
You're like, pay my bills. I'll see you once a month. Yes. Thank you. Goodbye.
That would be fine. That would be fine. Actually, no. I do require more than that. I wouldn't. Basically, every night I don't have my children, I would like you to be next to me.
Yeah.
And then other than that, I don't need to even know you exist.
That's nice.
Is that bad?
Well, no. I don't think it's bad at all, actually. I mean, and I'm not – I live in a completely – like, I lived your situation – you know,
I've
like
– been around controlling men. I've married controlling men. I've dated controlling men. At this point, I'm like, I just want someone who wants to
bang me and leave.
Yeah.
and pay half the mortgage.
Yes, all these things, but also hold me at night. Like, I want, mm-hmm. like, someone to cuddle with. I'm a snuggle bear. Mm-hmm. I'm like a giant, huge boobed koala bear. Just like, I'm a giraffe mm-hmm. with boobs that just wants to cuddle and...
I don't think your neck is that long, though. Mm. Oh, you've no, I don't think your neck is really that long.
Oh, that,
oh.
That,
no.
That
I mean, that's
feelings.
What, I'm sorry, but that's why you don't have a double chin like I do, so it's okay. Oh. I like this. Oh, man, we need to take better pictures in the future. I'm like.
I mean, we look cute.
I'll put this on Instagram so you can see it. I look like I'm eating my lip.
I look drunk. That's what I look.
Look, I seriously need some Botox right here. Like, right there.
Maybe with my tax money.
You Botox me. I mean, I'm not saying.
I was going to buy you guys dinner, but if you want
Botox,
Botox
is fine. I don't want Botox, but, like, I look at that because I. So, my entire life, I got glasses in fourth grade. And so I wore glasses like when, you know, like when it was like when you were in elementary school and you got glasses, it was cool for like 2 months. and then you wore glasses and you were like, fuck, this sucks. And so I wore glasses and I did wear glasses like for long distances for, you know, quite a while. And then I got contacts. My contacts like destroyed, like made like. My eyes were dry, and so it, like, just, like, made my eyes, like, look like I had pink eye, like, all the time.
All right, keep talking about your contacts. I'm going to get my recipe.
Okay. Yes, please. And so I eventually just stopped wearing glasses, even though, I mean, I have them in my car because I have to drive with them, in theory. But I hate glasses. I hate them. I mean, I know they look cute on people, but they do not look cute on me. So so as a result, I squint like all the time. And are you listening to me?
I am.
Okay, thank you. I know. The six other of you is very great too. But
six other aren't even
gonna
be listening
to another. But so I have this like, so where I squint, I have this huge like, big old like wrinkle now as I near 40. And so this is, it really bothers me. Like I have this big old like little, you know.
Baby, you're perfect.
But no, it's that is the one thing that bothers me. I don't care about like eye crease wrinkles or like smile wrinkles or anything like that.
So this recipe, this was something I just completely did.
I was going to say, like, you were like, hey, let's...
I went rogue because I couldn't find anything. They just seem too terrible. And I was kind of lazy and just like, I don't want to spend 30 minutes cooking something we're hardly going to eat. And also, I feel like people don't even listen to us for the recipes right now. They just listen to hear us talk. So I did like a take on pigs in a blanket, but I crossed it with like the Monte Crisco sandwich. So we have here puff pastry.
Okay.
Hot dog. Grape jelly.
Oh, no.
And cheddar cheese. Are you excited? It's not horrible.
It's not horrible. I mean, so what is wrapping outside? Like, did you use puff pastry?
I just got, like, the crescent pastry.
Okay. It's actually not bad at all. Like, this is going to be your new go-to Wednesday night dinner. I mean, it's okay.
Well, and that's why I threw the grape jelly in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's because my first idea was, like, a kid's reminiscent.
Yeah.
Reminiscing about our childhoods. Mm-hmm. And then I was going to just do pigs in a blanket. And I was like, how can I make this horrible?
Yeah.
And I add grape jelly and cheese.
But I don't think that's that bad. Like, you know when people make, like, the appetizer meatballs and I put a big old thing of grape jelly in it? I think that's kind of what happened here. It kind of worked it out.
And this is why people call me a great cook.
I know. Stop.
I was trying to be terrible.
I was going to say, stop, because you're on a terrible cooking podcast and you're like, I'm just going to throw some things together and it's the best thing we've eaten in thus far. So cool.
I know.
I'm like, yum.
It's going to be horrible.
No, it's actually pretty good.
Cooking is in my bones.
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? It's like in my blood.
Yep. You need to be like a chef somewhere.
Maybe.
You're like, let me just throw this in here.
Let's just see what happens.
Yeah. Grape jelly? Ew. Oh, no. It turns out perfect. Okay, thanks.
It's actually pretty good.
I know. However, this does not happen with me. So when I give you food, don't expect this, please. Because that will never happen. It's like Allison follows recipe to T, and it is still bad.
It's bad when I follow recipes.
That's true. You just throw some random things together. Even better. Okay.
Shut up. Oh, by the way, did you know my kids are teenagers? They're calling each other assholes.
Yeah, I was eventually, I was expecting that of my, like, Kerrigan, you know what her new favorite phrase is?
What?
Her favorite phrase is Jesus Christ.
I mean, I feel like she's my twin.
I know, but.
That's a phrase I love.
It is, but she's 13, almost 14, right. You know, but.
It's not a phrase I love.
But that, I know. So when she uses it, like, not necessarily in the right context, you know, like, she just wants to cuss, and so she just uses it, but it's not necessarily in the context. She's like, Jesus Christ, that ice cream is good. I'm like, well.
You're not even saying it the right way.
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to not use goddamn, like, damn, that ice cream is good. But yeah, so she uses that and it's funny, but then I'm like, you gotta watch yourself there, little buddy. You know what I mean? Like, I feel old being like, I'm gonna be your mom. Like, you can't use bad language, but I mean, and I'm cool with her using, you know, language at this point. I don't really care, but. Yeah, Jesus Christ. I was like, oh, that's like the one I don't really like.
Right.
Like, if she was like, hey, you cunt, I would be like, that's amazing. Let's be honest. That's my favorite word.
It's a good word.
It is a good word. I know. I wish I was British. I'd be like, you cheeky little cunt all the time. That would be my favorite.
I mean, it's a good word. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. We'll talk about the Netflix episode with Nicolas Cage. You have to watch that. We'll have to talk about this another time. You do? He's hilarious. Oh my god, you have to watch it. So
it's so cliche.
We'll talk about it.
Cage is just,
well, so there is this Netflix program. It's like the history of bad words or history of profane words or whatever. It's 5 episodes, so it's not super long. And it's like maybe a half hour episode, I don't know. But he's the host, and let's be honest, Nicolas Cage, Nick Cage, he likes to be called Nick, by the way. I'm just telling you. Because I know him now. I thought it was great. But it's hilarious. It's so funny. And so they do, I'll tell you the words they do. They do shit, damn, fuck. What's the other ones? I'm trying to think. So shit, damn, fuck. I don't know. There's 2 other ones too, but they're hilarious. And Nick Cage. Oh, dick, and pussy. That's the other one. So he's like talking about like how Nick needs to be a bad word, and it's so funny. And I love it. Like I like Nicolas Cage came back. I mean, he's back again. Yes. Nick Cage back.
I will never agree with you. Ever. I don't like Nicolas Cage. His entire existence just bothers me.
I mean, I didn't really love him. Like, National Treasure was okay. Like, that was the only movie I really liked of his. But the Bad Word Show, I don't... It's like the history of bad words or something, I don't even know, on Netflix, but he's hilarious, and I love him now.
I'm glad.
I know.
I'm so glad you have someone you love. Because you don't already have the perfect man. You need a shit man.
No, I don't have a boyfriend, perfect man. Sorry, Noah, you're not perfect.
Noah's as close to perfect as they get. Mm. Having dated a shit ton of men, Noah is about the gold bar, and if you can't accept that, you're wrong.
I mean, he is pretty good. I like how your cat's judging us.
She is.
She's just a permanent judger. I love her.
She's the judgiest cat I've ever seen in my life.
So Angela got a cat. I don't know if we've talked about this at all, but you got a cat, and
she has no teeth.
She has the best backstory, which is another episode. But she has like the brow line, and I'll have to put a picture up on Instagram because it's hilarious. She's adorable.
She's
but
like the grumpy cat, but only pretty.
She is a grumpy cat, but she has the brow line where she looks like she's your mom constantly judging you.
She really does.
She really looks like she's just constantly like, yeah, you drank too much last night. Or, yeah, that dude, no, not a good choice. It's like, or, my favorite, I told you so.
Oh, she loves her mom again.
Aw. But yes, so she is, I was not going to say she's not my mom as a cat. My mom is wonderful, but maybe she talks and is a little judgy. It's fine. But look at her. She's so cute.
She's a sweet girl.
I know. She is. But she does. She looks like she's judging everything. And I love everything about it. Yes.
What the fuck are you guys talking about?
I know.
About
she's like, God, you dumbass bitches.
Shut up. Nobody cares.
Oh, bitch was the other word they used. They didn't use pussy. They used bitch.
Five people are going to listen to this podcast. Why don't you all shut up?
It's fine. We have a following. I don't care. So, segue into it. We have a Patreon, Hot Dog Soup. And we also have an Instagram page you can follow, which is hot_dog_soup_podcast, right? Podcast. Yes. And then our email, if you have any good recommendations for us, I mean, for me, because at this point, Angela's just cooking up dreamy things.
I'm just doing shit.
Our email is hotdogsouppod@gmail.com. So you can reach us any of those ways, and the five of you listening, we would love to hear from you. We are going to go drink more peanut butter
for sure.
Bourbon because this is pretty amazing, and I've been eating 800 calories, so this is now approximately a 16th of my entire week's calories worth. So, we'll talk to you soon, and we hope you have a great week, and I will promise I post those Instagram pictures for you, and have a great week.
Right? We love you.
We love you too. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.